Lesson 7th, on the Incarnation and Redemption. 60. Question. Did God abandon man after he fell into sin? Answer. God did not abandon man after he fell into sin, but promised him a Redeemer who was to satisfy for man's sin and reopen to him the gates of heaven. 61. Question. Who is the Redeemer? Answer. Our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the Redeemer of mankind. 62. Question. What do you believe of Jesus Christ? Answer. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, true God and true man. 63. Question. Why is Jesus Christ true God? Answer. Jesus Christ is true God because he is the true and only Son of God the Father. 64. Question. Why is Jesus Christ true man? Answer. Jesus Christ is true man because he is the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary and has a body and soul like ours. 65. Question. How many natures are there in Jesus Christ? Answer. In Jesus Christ there are two natures, the nature of God and the nature of man. 66. Is Jesus Christ more than one person? Answer. No, Jesus Christ is but one divine person. 67. Question. Was Jesus Christ always God? Answer. Jesus Christ was always God, as he is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, equal to his Father from all eternity. 68. Question. Was Jesus Christ always man? Answer. Jesus Christ was not always man, but became man at the time of his incarnation. 69. Question. What do you mean by the incarnation? Answer. By the incarnation I mean that the Son of God was made man. 70. Question. How was the Son of God made man? Answer. The Son of God was conceived and made man by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. 71. Question. Is the Blessed Virgin Mary truly the Mother of God? Answer. The Blessed Virgin Mary is truly the Mother of God because the same divine person who is the Son of God is also the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. 72. Question. Did the Son of God become man immediately after the sin of our first parents? Answer. The Son of God did not become man immediately after the sin of our first parents, but was promised to them as a Redeemer. 73. Question. How could they be saved who lived before the Son of God became man? Answer. They who lived before the Son of God became man could be saved by believing in a Redeemer to come, and by keeping the commandments. 74. Question. On what day was the Son of God conceived and made man? Answer. The Son of God was conceived and made man on Annunciation Day, the day on which the angel Gabriel announced to the Blessed Virgin Mary that she was to be the Mother of God. 75. Question. On what day was Christ born? Answer. Christ was born on Christmas Day in a stable at Bethlehem over 1900 years ago. 76. Question. How long did Christ live on earth? Answer. Christ lived on earth about 33 years and led a most holy life in poverty and suffering. 77. Question. Why did Christ live so long on earth? Answer. Christ lived so long on earth to show us the way to heaven by his teachings and example. End of Lesson 7th.